I was watching the waves at a left point break we call Palmitos while soaking my foot in a tide pool. I just kicked the ficus root that's humped up like an armadillo in the middle of the path that cuts down from my casa to the beach. It's a big chunk of black bark and harder than marriage. And I've probably smacked my toes into that fat bastard 100 times. Back when I first tried to surf this wave, and back when that first time nearly killed me. I should know better than to walk around in the jungle before sunrise. But that's a lesson I just can't seem to learn. The tide pool was unexpectedly cool, considering that last night was a dry night. The only thing that can break a big heat is a heavy rain, but it hadn't rained for days. Maybe it was because of the wind, which was coming steady on shore and opposite to where it should be blowing this early in the morning. But when I turned my face to it, it felt right, and like it was time to go. I was leaving Mexico, probably for good. Today was my last day. I picked up my surfboard and hobbled a few steps before belly flopping over the shore break, and then gliding down the back of a wave and into the current that loops out to sea. I surf a redfin, an old school California longboard still considered a big deal by people who care about such things. The board is dinged up and waterlogged, but it still paddles straight and true, even if it rides a little lower in the water than I'd like it to, like we all do. I wasn't going to try to make my last day at Palmitos heroic. I just wanted to get in and out with a few decent waves and a good feeling. Nothing epic, no magic. I'm not one of these kooks who croon about how surfing can save lives or cure cancer. I'm just grateful for the energy that somehow hooks up to give me a one-of-a-kind wave that I can ride for a few special seconds, and how it feels like I'm getting a little bit of a peek into this mystery while I'm doing it. I caught my first wave of the morning. It was a head-high peeler with enough pulse to make me forget about my foot. I had 3 or 4 more just like it, fat and clean backhands. Nothing scary, not too big, and everything I needed to say goodbye. By the time I made it back to my casa, the dump trucks were already lined up. I tried to sign the place over to a local couple, something that was more about reparation than generosity. But they wanted no part of it. The future here has too many gringos, they said, and moved to Compostela to start a farm. So I decided to just tear it down and put the lot up for sale. A couple of cholos covered in LA gang tats and wearing backward baseball caps were pitching and catching adobe tejas from the roof and stacking them like cords of wood in what was left of the garden. A backhoe was dragging my Suburban down the muddy ruts of the driveway. It was paintballed with blasts of scat from the bats that dive bomb for figs when the higuera blooms. But the dependable old beast had survived 1,000,000 miles of memories. Someone was unhinging the casita's front door. My little piece of paradise was being torn down. "Are those surfboards for sale?" someone asked. "Everything is," I said, and then turned around. An albino gringo wearing a camouflage bush hat had his hand on the shoulder of a very pale boy. Or maybe it was the zinc sunblock. They were both covered in it. For the last 3 days, I'd been having a yard sale, and it looked as if these guys might be my first paying customers. They were searching through a stack of old surfboards I dragged out of the bodega. "I want my kid to learn to surf," the gringo said. "Lucky kid," I said. "There's a wave storm in that pile." "But not on a foamy," he said. "He's going to need a real board." I tried not to shake my head and just smiled instead. "What about this one?" his kid asked. The pale boy had already dug his way to the bottom of the pile, and he was holding a surfboard that I had inherited from an ex-pro surfer I used to know. It was the board my son had learned to surf on. "Is that a town and country?" the dad asked. I nodded. Town and Country Surfboards was a big deal Hawaiian brand, and the board of choice for a lot of guys who rip the North Shore. "It's a Glen Pang," I said. "He's a shaper." "I know who Glen Pang is," the dad said, not with any attitude exactly, but it was clear that he wanted to let me know that he knew. That guy made incredible boards. He still does, I said. How much do you want for it? It's not for sale.
I thought you said everything was for sale, the boy said.
He looked like he was about to cry, and his dad took the board from him. It was missing a fin, but I could see by the way this guy was holding the board that he appreciated it. That board's for free, I said.
You're giving away a TC Pang?
The dad said. He was pretty astonished.
Yeah, I am, I said. How do you like that?
I do, he said.
I could see that he thought there might be more to this story. And he was right.